We want to just give testimony to why we're thankful. It's important to listen to your fellow church members, body of Christ people, because, you know, sometimes you form an opinion, you know, oh, you know, I know they probably went through some things. I've heard them say that, but you don't realize what someone's gone through. So we want to hear if there's testimonies and they giving thanks. I'm going to start it off. So I'm going to steal your thunder right now, and I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for so you can't say it. But when I got home on Sunday, and I told Nikki, and Dad always usually comes over and watches a little football with me. So I said to him, Dad, I just want to tell you, I'm so thankful to be in the house of God where the Spirit of God is allowed to move. But, and we know, and Pastor knows, because Pastor's in a stage in his life where he's been mentoring pastors, younger pastors, older pastors, anybody who will listen to him. And he's got good advice because he's been doing it for over 50 years, and I'd say he's doing a pretty good job. I can attest to that. I'm fruit of that lifestyle. I know what he says. He lives, okay? And I'm so grateful because not many pastors would allow someone to come out of the congregation to stand here and hand them the microphone and say, speak what's on your heart. One, pride won't let them do it. And another thing is they might not trust what's going to come out of that person's mouth. But what I was thankful and what I told Dad I'm so thankful about is you are filling your people, your children, up with the Word of God so that when they come up here, it's not coming up here to say, oh, look at me, listen to me. It's speaking from the heart, from the Spirit of God. If you were in this room on Sunday, even if you did not go through any of those things, you were ministered to by seeing the change that God did. So I was saying I'm thankful to be a part of Harvest Church. Even though I don't have a choice, I'm honored to be a part of Harvest Church and to see that what God's doing in all of your lives. And you know, when you come up here, please tell us how long you've been here. Because that always blesses me. And I want it to be a blessing to hear. If you've just started coming, hear how long some of the people have been here, rooted and grounded and digging deep in their roots and seeing what God's done in their life. Amen. So on that note, if you'd like to come up and share something quickly about what you're thankful for, you can't say pastor or Harvest Church. I already said it.
You started me thinking about what I'm thankful for. Once I stepped on the property, the Lord started dealing with my heart. He started talking to me, and he said, you need to be here. And it's been a blessing ever since. And the situation was, I think about the people that we left and what they've gone through over the last 21 years and what they haven't learned and what they haven't experienced and how they have not come into the fullness of God and fullness of giving. And I'm like, I shudder to think about, oh, my Lord, we could have been there. We could have been in that. And didn't even know the difference. That's the thing. We come from a very traditional background. And so it's a whole lot of stuff going on, right? But to be free and to learn how to touch God for yourself, that is unbelievable. That is priceless. You can't put a price on that. And it takes a special anointing for somebody to give that to you, to actually show you how to do that. Like I said, we've been through a lot. And it's funny, at a regular dinner, it didn't have to be Thanksgiving. I sat around and looked out at my family, that everybody that was around the table, and I said, I thank God for you. I really, really thank God for you. I love you all, and I thank God for you. Let me tell you, Connie went through for a full, oh my goodness, it must have been a year and a half. She was suffering, going through, and we didn't know what was going on. We had no clue. She was going to test after test after test, and she was getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and every doctor doesn't have a clue what's going on. But Dr. Jesus knew. And we stuck with it. That's another thing. We learned how to just stick with it. Stick with the word. Stick with God. And then we had to face death. We said that this could be death. But we have to look death straight in the face and say, you have no power over us. If it happens, and oh God, I hope it doesn't, but if it happens, we know when we open our eyes, we'll open our eyes to Jesus. Amen. We will open our eyes to Jesus. And you guys have been the sweetest. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Amen. So he's grateful for his church family.
I know Paulie said that we weren't supposed to thank, share that we're thankful for the church, but recently, when I was up at the altar when I was singing, I just looked out and I saw all your faces. And usually I don't look at your faces, just to be honest. Just telling you the truth. I don't always look at your faces, but the Lord just showed me the testimonies and the things that people have been through and the things that people have been standing and believing for and the amount of faith and years of faithfulness that we have in this church. And the stories and the things that people have been through and seen the Lord be faithful. And just to look out and see that was such a blessing, and to know that the Lord is powerful in each of our lives. And when I look out and we stop singing, I don't know if you noticed, but when we stop singing, Paulie and I, and we hear you guys sing, it's such a blessing to hear the praise coming up from within you, you praising the Lord. And so I'm just so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for each of you and each of your lives and the faithfulness that you've had over the years. And I appreciate that.
Well, I guess we're going to be thankful for Harvest Church, so that's okay. Who else is thankful for this local body? That'll be our theme for tonight. Who else wants to come up and share?
I've been in the church. My husband and I were in the church for 26 years. The church is a family. I feel like you're a family. And I'll explain why it's so strong in my spirit. My son was having a bone marrow transplant a year and a half ago. And I had to go down and take care of him for 3 months. And the Wednesday night before I left, we played "This Is How We Fight Our Battles" the entire evening. The entire evening. And I knew that was God giving me the strength to get through this. And there were times in that hospital that I was so afraid for him, and I would just touch his foot and I would just sing to myself. And he goes, "Ma, are you singing that song again?" And I go, "Yep." So it got discouraging. It was very, very difficult because they bring you near death when they do a transplant. And then you have to work back after you get the transplant. And it got to the point a few times where I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And it was very scary and very lonely. And someone in this church would either call me, text me, send me a scripture exactly at the time I needed it. And that's why you're a family, because you felt my need. You would hear the Lord say, "She needs this or that," and there it was, and it just lifted me and lifted me and lifted me. And I'm just so grateful. And I have great news that he is 100% in remission. Nothing but the Lord. And he's working, and he goes quadding on the weekends, and we never thought he'd get there. And he talks about the Lord all the time.
What's up, everybody? It's funny because I was literally just talking to my girlfriend Brooke the other night about how I wish I had the opportunity to just describe my time here. And then before I came up here, I got really nervous. But I turned 23 in January, which means that will be my 23rd year at Harvest Church. I've been born and raised. But past couple of years, as I got to college, I kind of was in a bubble here, growing up. And I kind of assumed, because I grew up here, that everybody grew up the way I did. And then the world showed me its true colors when I got to college. And the world doesn't care about you. And if it wasn't for every single one of the 23 years that I've been here, through Friday night at Pillars and Youth and Sunday services, I do not know where I would be today. I've had a lot of people just completely turn their back on me, people I never would have thought did that ever in their life. And the world's just forever just try to knock me down a peg. And it's not going to knock me down. Because I'm standing on the rock. So how can you knock me down? And that stuff, that mentality that I have, that's because of this place. That's because of your faithfulness and your obedience. And Paul and Nikki and Jamie and Nikki, wherever you got, where Jamie's in the back. I cannot thank you enough, because I would not be where I am today without you. I wouldn't be who I am today without you guys at this place. And it just means everything to me that I've been able to grow up here for 23 years. And I've never had even the slightest urge to leave or go away. My friends are going and off to college and stuff like that. I can't imagine what if I went away to school and I couldn't come here every Sunday, I don't know what I would think now. I don't know that I'd be here on a Wednesday. I don't know what, I might be out doing what everybody else is doing, but because of, you know, the faithfulness of my parents and everybody that's ever been, you know, up at this pulpit, you know, I'm still here. So thank you.
I've been coming here on and off since I was like maybe 15 years old. So I'm really old now. So I think like 22 years. About 10 years ago, I started coming here faithfully. And I am completely thankful for, I know, you guys. I'm thankful for Harvest Church. I'm thankful for you, Polly, for you, Nikki, Jamie, Nikki. I'm thankful for your faithfulness. My children are wonderful, wonderful kids, and it's because of your steadfastness and your willingness to sacrifice your lives for the body. So thank you for that. For me, I've been through quite a lot. God has gotten me out of a lot of horrible situations that would normally probably kill somebody. So I'm a standing testimony to what your life could be like when you spend time in God's word, because that's so important. And I grew up in church, and I never knew that that was important. I grew up in church never knowing that speaking the word had power, and it contained power. And I spoke existence not only into my life, but into my children's lives. And I watched my children go from being, you know, abused to a healing and a restoration that seemed unattainable. And that is because of the word of God. So that is because of also prayers. You know, they're so important. And today the Lord put on my heart that we can't keep listening to the lies of the enemy. He put this on my heart. He said to me, that lie, that your prayers aren't working, that, you know, the things that you're doing aren't working, that is such a lie. And I know that he says it to every single one of you. Keep standing on his word. Keep speaking his word out of your mouth, because it contains power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I have watched my life change drastically because I was in the word. Praise God.
I came here in 2004 to work for state government. And I want to say that I'm most thankful for the spiritual covering that we have as a church body. And in June, I retired. And I said, you know, God, I'm ready to go. So I started really planning on the things that I was going to do. And then, of course, you know, COVID hit. And that kind of shot everything down. I was going to travel, and I was going to, you know, I am working on developing a nonprofit and all these things. But in the midst of that, my father got very sick. My father's 91, and my mother's 87, and they were living together, and they were trying to help each other. And my mother was falling every time because she couldn't help him. So he ended up here, and, you know, pastor, you, especially Pastor Carol and Nikki, always encouraging me to just, you know, keep praying about it. And, you know, the care ministry team has been awesome and everything else. But what I've learned is that my life is a little upside down right now. But, you know, God orders our steps, right? And there's a reason that, you know, I've been going through all this stuff. And I realize God has the plan for me, right? So stop making plans. And I realize that, you know, I'm 62 years old. And I'm like, it took me that long to understand. I've always been an administrator. So, you know, I plan. And that's what I do. And I said, you know, I'm not going to plan anymore. And I'm just going to not let things happen, because, of course, you know, we have to pray and we have to make sure that we're in the Word. But there's been this tremendous peace about the things that I'm going through. And in the midst of it, you know, people will send me texts. You're on my heart. You know, I'm praying for you. You know, people in this church will send me, you know, messages in terms of what they're doing. And sometimes, you know, in the middle of the night, God will wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I know it's him, you know, and I'm like, God, when is this gonna stop? But at the same time, I'm like, you know, help me get through the other side, because I know that he has good plans for me, you know? And it's like, I know I can get through this stuff. So I wanna encourage you that, you know, coming to church is very important. You know, gathering as saints is very important, because God covers you and he uses all of us to cover each other. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So it's important when the Lord puts somebody on your heart. We all go through things. We all challenge. And when you get that text, that phone call, that email, or even in church, hey, how you doing? It's important. Follow through with that. Amen. How long you guys been here?
We've been here about a year and a half now, and I just want to say thankful first for old friends, the Hill family. Their blessing and direct their sensitivity to God has brought us to a place here where I didn't think we would ever find being a part of a church since I was pretty much born, and just what they've led and grown in us and finding God here. So old friends, new friends, the Diaz family has been amazing to us, and we've found relationships that we didn't think we would find again. Just real quick, the culture and the vision here has been something that our children and we have been able to really grow spiritually and to have them continue to grow and thrive. So I'm grateful for Harvest Church.
Amen. I am thankful for the sound of the abundance of rain. I remember shortly after I came here, Pastor Carolyn, I was praying and she came up to me and she said, I see a flower in a desert. And then she leans over and says, do you hear that? It's the sound of the abundance of rain. And I stand before you, a well-watered woman. And I am so thankful and so grateful. And what you said, thank you for culture creators. Nikki and Polly, thank you for being a strong tower and evergreen. Nikki and Jamie, thank you for being wisdom seekers and wisdom perpetuators. We are blessed.
Amen. We're blessed to have you. Oh, there we go. Now it's starting to pop. Here we go. Buckle in.
I came here when I was, as soon as I could drive. I knew Harvest was where I was supposed to be. So I would drive to church. My mom went to another church at the time. And so she was in ministry. I would take her car, drive to church, pick her up on the way home, and go home. Left Harvest for about 20 years. And now I'm back home. and that was a complete God-orchestrated moment. I wasn't trying to come back. It just, God put me here and confirmed that I was supposed to be here. And then one Sunday, Jim was up here, and you talked about people coming back and that they need to get their roots in and stay here and be here. And so that was just another confirmation. But I'm very thankful for the teaching that we get here, because you don't get that everywhere that you go at all. And to dig into the Word and to put your face in the book. Pastor Paul will talk about Facebook and put your face in the book. And just to know the word, and I learned how to pray here, and I learned how to study the word here, and to put everything that comes to you against the word. And if it doesn't line up, throw it out. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to have my family here. I'm grateful to have my daughter. Sunday, she sat on the front row with her legs crossed, her Bible open, and underlining through the whole service. And she can't read. but I'm just so grateful that this is where she's being trained up. And she'll be standing up here. And it'll be 25 years that she's been at Harvest Church. And she'll be one of those kids. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful to Pastor Paul and Carolyn for all that you've imparted into my life. Polly and Nikki. And, of course, Jamie and Nikki and everyone here.
My cry. A long time ago, Leslie brought me here. A long, long time ago. I can't even remember when. And through my life, I would find myself coming back through the doors. As I fought with addiction forever. Even after I was here for a while, when I planted myself here. Addiction has been in my family and in my life forever. And I've gone through homelessness. I've gone through being lost and lonely. And when I came back here, before I was pregnant with the twins, I had gone to a couple of their churches, but it wasn't the same. There was something about this building. There was times when I'd be up for weeks and I would come and sit in this parking lot because it felt like home. There was just a comfort in the parking lot alone that felt like home. So I'm so grateful that I came home. There hasn't been a want, a fear. There's been nothing. And any time I can feel something trying to attack, I know why. I know why. And I speak the words. And I open my doors. And I tell it to get out. And I didn't lose my life to addiction like I probably should have. And I get to love my babies. And no matter where life takes me, I know I'm okay. Amen. It doesn't matter because God's got me. And I do not live in fear. I do not live in want. I do not live in any form of need. I every day wake up feeling like I walk on water. And that's because of all of you. So thank you. Thank you for bringing me here and planting the seed of this church in me.
You have something to say?
You have to say how long you've been here too.
We started coming here in 1987. One of the first times we came, we were back at the movie theater at the time. And Pastor had a great hairdo. Remember that? You can say it, yeah. Anyway, we've been blessed ever since. So Bridget and I came out of the Catholic Church. We were, you know, praying, what should we do? Where should we be? The Holy Spirit led us to Little Harvest Church. It was Harvest Outreach Center at the time, over in the movie theater. The Holy Spirit told us, this is where we want you to be. Bridget thought I was nuts at the time, you know, taking me to a movie theater. That's not a church. Well, it was a church. And the Holy Spirit said, I'm planning you here. I want you to be here. I want you to stay here. And we have. I mean, it would have been easy a lot of times to turn away and leave. But the Holy Spirit said, no, stay. Stay. So we have. And we've been blessed ever since. And so before we got here, before I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and I am just so thankful for his shed blood that cleansed me from all sin. I was a terrible sinner. I was a Marine. I had an X-rated mouth. I drank to excess. I smoked. I was terrible. And I was driving home from work one night. I was working 4 to midnight, and I was listening to Brother Wayne from Believers Fellowship. Yeah. Correct? Remember that? Anyway, he started praying, and I started praying with him. I got saved in the car. I started praying in tongues in the car, you know. And that was right before we came here. And then the Holy Spirit put us here and said to stay. Blood of Jesus cleansed me and forgave all of my sins. I am just so thankful for that. He took away all those desires that I had for everything in my life. Well, everything. I mean, he just took it away. I can't even stand being around that now. That was what we came out of, and I imitated that for a long time in my life. But, you know, once we got saved and Jesus in our lives, the Holy Spirit took over and just is a process. He just cleansed us from everything. And I am so thankful for a godly wife. Dear, you are so godly. You are such a blessing to me. You're a blessing to this house. You take care of Paulie every day. And I have one other thing I want to just share real quick. So the Holy Spirit has been just showing me that the Spirit of the Lord is upon Pastor Paul, and he has anointed Pastor to preach the good news to the poor. Not just the poor, but he has anointed Pastor to preach the good news in this house week after week after week for all these years. But that same Spirit of the Lord that's on Pastor Paul is on Harvest Church. And that same Spirit is on all of Harvest Church to go forth and preach the good news wherever you go. Because that anointing is now on Harvest Church. And I'm just so thankful, Pastor, for your obedience. Just like Jesus Christ was obedient to the Father, you're obedient to Jesus. And I thank you for that.
Well, praise God. We hope you're blessed tonight, here and your fellow churchmates. And those of you that are young in the faith, 26 years later, you'll still be standing here, hopefully. And but we're so blessed to have you. I say it all the time. You know, like I said, we hear other people talking about what their congregation's like and what's going on. And we're like, you're just so blessed that you're a part of our family. And we take every service, every time we come together, every woman's meeting, every men's meeting, every youth service, every pillar, every event is like, this is an opportunity to sow into somebody's life. So when we're saying and speaking into you, we're just believing that God is taking root in your life. Amen.